The news about the BP oil well today isn't all good. The giant slick may be shrunken, but at what cost? Turns out the oil-soaked debris from the cleanup that's already happened has to go somewhere, and guess where it's going?
Not back into the water, and they didn't burn it all, so...
No, it is being dumped into landfills. Mm. You know about landfills. So all along with the rest...
Love canals.
Yeah,
I guess,
along with the rest
Louisiana
of
Louisiana love canals.
Louisiana, indeed. Along with the rest of our everyday garbage, Gulf State residents like Marlon Ladner, county supervisor in Harrison County, Mississippi, are upset that tar balls, oil-soaked booms, and sand are being tossed into their communities.
We just felt like if, unfortunately, BP had an oil spill and they were going to dump that oil on our beaches or in our estuaries or in our bayous or bays, that it was kind of a slap in the face for them to take the waste that they pick up and haul it 5 miles and then dump it in our landfill.
Yeah, he makes a great point. I mean, the biosphere doesn't know the difference between a beach and a landfill.
Exactly.
It's all
and
the same.
There it is. The question is, though, John, as you well know, how hazardous is this waste? And we're joined now by Lou Ann White, the director of the Tulane Center for Applied Environmental Public Health, to weigh in on whether Gulf residents are rightly concerned. Lou Ann, good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning.
Give me the overview. Does Mr. Ladner and do his fellow citizens have a right to be concerned about this?
Well, I think that they have a point in that there is so much adverse feelings toward the oil spill and toward BP in particular. As far as the actual toxicity, we're talking about the oil that remains has a very low level of toxicity in that respect.
So all of that muck, if you will, I keep thinking of it like kitty litter, right? All the stuff that's been soaking it up and it's now in the landfill. You're saying it poses no real danger?
Well, the remnants of the oil are certainly ugly. They're nasty. They're messy. Your analogy for kitty litter probably applies to some of the waste that may be on the beaches where they have scooped it up, particularly the tar balls and that type of thing. But there's a lot of other waste. There's the boom that has been contaminated with the waste that has soaked it up. So there's a wide variety of waste that are present that have to be dealt with.
Lou Ann, let's be clear about what that is. When you say there's a boom that has soaked up the waste, this is what's the material, canvas or something, that has soaked up the oil and the waste in the water?
Well, there's different kinds of boom. There's some barrier booms that are composed of various plastics that just physically block it, and so they will get stained with the oil.
So this is a huge sheet of plastic containing oil residue, correct?
Well, it's more like long tubes that actually float on the water and will block the oil. And then there's absorbent booms that are designed to absorb some of the oil. So there's two different kind of booms. The absorbent booms are going to take up more oil than are the other booms.
You know, let's do a comparison here. We've heard reports all along during this cleanup, Lou Ann White, that workers who are dealing with the cleanup have certain toxicity problems as they handle and get into contact with this oil and the waste. Can we compare issues that we're seeing with workers to what's likely to be maybe long-term issues with communities?
No, I don't think you're talking about the same circumstance. What we have to remember about this oil is that this isn't the same product that was initially released at the wellhead. The well is 50 miles offshore, and it is a mile below the surface. So between that trip from the below the surface to the top of the surface in that mile-long water column, a lot of the more toxic components are stripped out. Then once it gets above the water, even more are volatilized off, so that what is left is this thick residue, or this very goopy tar ball or mousse. And in those products, mousse, most of the toxic substances have evaporated off. The workers who are offshore are going to be exposed to more of the toxic product, whereas the oil that actually reaches the shoreline doesn't have the same toxicity as the original oil.
Let's talk a little bit about long-term, as long as you're bringing it up. Listen again to Marlon Ladner, the Harrison County, Mississippi supervisor.
We were concerned about some toxicity being dumped in the landfill, and if in fact that liner were ever to leak, it could possibly pollute the aquifers. And secondly, there was a lot of dispersant sprayed on the oil while it was in the Gulf, and I think most scientists or people who are familiar with that type of dispersant will tell you that there are no scientific knowledge as to the long-term effects of that dispersant mixed with that oil as it relates to either animal life or human life.
All right, Luann, two questions, dispersants and leaky landfills.
Well, leaky landfills have been a problem as long as there have been landfills. The regulations now, whether they're followed or not, I don't know, but the regulations are that the oil is brought to, or the waste is brought to landfills that contain liners and should not leak. Many of them have recovery systems. Now, whether they're working in that particular landfill or not, I don't know, but the oil shouldn't be put into a landfill that is leaky. Now, the dispersants are another issue. I think that there is a lot of misinformation about the dispersants. EPA just released another report, its second, on Monday, where they looked at the toxicity of the dispersants and then the toxicity of the dispersants plus the oil. And in general, what they found was that the dispersants didn't make the oil more toxic, and the dispersants themselves are not that toxic. I know it's been all over the news, toxic dispersants, but I think that that has been a bit of misinformation.
All right. Luann White, board-certified toxicologist, director of the Tulane Center for Applied Environmental Public Health, shedding some light on all this. We thank you. And John, what about it?
That's the first explanation. The explanation she gave of what happens between the time the oil comes out of the wellhead and gets to the surface, it explains to me something I've always wondered about. Why don't they just take the oil and refine it off the water? Because most of the refinery products that would become gasoline or fuel oil are lost in the water.
Right.
That's the first explanation.
And also, as she says, a lot of the toxicity.
Yeah. Bad news for fish.
We only talked about humans in this report, not about fish. Thanks to Luann White.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.